What's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode of The Build Up. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe to the channel on your way in. I'm here with the usual suspects, Hassan and Abu, and we are here to discuss all things Manchester United. We had a 1-1 draw against Chelsea at the weekend. We are recording this right after the game against a team that I still don't know how to say their name, PAOK, some Greek team that we beat. Beat 2-0 today, a couple moments of brilliance from Amad Diallo, and that was pretty much it. And Ruben Amorim has been officially announced as the next manager of Manchester United. So a lot to get into today, but first off, how are you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm just waiting for Amorim to come in and actually play Rashford.
I'm living in position. Amorim Wonderland, bro. Literally. Amorim Wonderland. We've already won against City. How have we won against City already, fam?
We won 4-1 that day, and we won.
Whose gaffer is it? It's my gaffer, and he won 4-1. So we won 4-1. Pep can't handle the heat, bro. 3 defeats in a row. He's shaken. He can't hack it.
Nah, could be. I mean, it's nice to have hope for sure that we're not just stuck in this like limbo per se, and we actually have something to look forward to, something to hope for in terms of what Amorim is going to do when he comes in. I can't lie, he's proper like good vibes just from like his press conferences and the way he speaks to the media is like a complete 180 from Ten Hag, you know, not being able to understand him like 3 years in. Like, he's cheeky with the media, he handles the heat pretty well. So I think he'll that part of it, just like the charisma and like the leadership and the media stuff, will be 100 times better than it was under Ten Hag, which makes a big difference. And just his relationships with the players, just like his ability to communicate in general, I think will make a massive difference. Like, you need that to be one of your strengths if you're going to be the manager of this club.
You know, when he said, "I can't transport the way I play." Yeah, to the way.
Yeah, everyone's freaking out.
I freaked out for a second, and then I saw the full court.
Yeah, you always got to take that stuff with a grain of salt.
He said something to Brazilian TV as well. Something like, it's probably being translated now, but he said, "We can't defend like this at Manchester United," and I liked that. But it's like, how is he going to put it into action? Can we actually like play more aggressive as United? Because I saw some of their players, and you know, their ball carrying is so good, and United. The only ball carrier we have, probably Kobbie Mainoo, and I'd say Mason Mount as well, but are they ever going to play us together? Ugarte, kind of, yeah. But other than that, I don't see any ball carriers in our midfield. And I feel like that's the reason why we would probably struggle to.
I mean, it's like what he said, though, isn't it? He said he needs to improve as a coach. He needs to adapt. You know, I like the fact he's being realistic and he's not saying like a year in, I'm not going to play the same football like certain other managers. No names. But I like it, man. He's being upfront. He's being honest. Like, against Sporting, against City, if you watch the game, they had like, what, 37% possession, something like that. He knows in a big game. Yeah, he knows like in a big game with the United, you can't really just play on a counter-attack and have no possession, essentially. You're going to have to be able to dominate the ball, especially at Old Trafford. So I think he recognises that. And that's what he needs to improve. So I like the fact that he's said that it's not going to be the same. Don't expect the same. It's going to be a little bit different. It's realism.
Yeah. So we didn't get enough realism in the months prior, did it?
Brother, we never got optimism. We never got... I don't even know what it was, bro. It was a guy chewing the fact that he could win 2 trophies in 2 years and comparing himself to Jose. But I digress. He's not part of my club anymore.
I can let it go. We can let it go. We can fully, after Sunday, we can fully let it go. Because basically, what we're seeing right now is basically the same.
Yeah.
Same shit, right? Different guy. Obviously, Rude's our guy, but like, you know, he's pretty much carrying on the same ideas, which isn't like super a surprise. So if he only has a limited time in charge, like, you're not going to try to flip the whole thing over the course of like 4 games and then have another manager come in and flip it again. But I guess it is a little bit disappointing just to see kind of like the same things that clearly weren't working persist when we have a little bit of an opportunity to change some things around. But I guess getting into the game against Chelsea and the game today, two subpar performances for me, for sure. I thought the Chelsea game was quite poor from like both sides, to be honest. Like in terms of a top six game, that was one of the worst I've seen.
People are hyping Chelsea so much, but you know,
yeah, they were horrible.
We nearly beat them.
Yeah, they were really bad. And then today, I thought, you know, obviously we'll get into Ahmad, but those two, just like other than those two moments from him, I thought it was really, really bad. Like, really, Rude, really poor.
Rude, I love you, but just put the goals in the bag, bro, and just go away. Just put the highlights in the bag and just go away. Honest to God, like, the guy is like, he's just doing exactly what Ten Hag did. And his selection, right, frustrates me so much here. It's unreal. Like, you have Mazraoui. I've just butchered his name, I apologize. He can play left back and he can overlap. And we saw the best of Rashford in that first half against Chelsea where he cooked Gusto. Immediately swaps him with Garnacho for no reason. No reason. Today, he finally plays Ahmad, right? I have no idea why this guy was sent to the penitentiary. I have no idea why, as we saw today. Like, and he does the same thing where he had Mazraoui on the right hand side, which, you know, which is fair to link up with Ahmad. But as soon as Rashford comes on, you'd hope maybe he swapped Dalot to the right, Mazraoui to the left, you know, open up a few more angles. No, it's still the same. And it's like, he puts Martinez left back, and I'm like, why? It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And yeah, it's just the same. Massive gaps in midfield. No press, like H said it. There's no intensity, no nothing, no energy, no pressing, no nothing. So I think that's why the first thing that Amrim needs to do is raise the physical levels of this team, because even though they've run like dogs the last 2 years, there's no intensity in their play. So, yeah. Rude, love you. Love the highlights. You know, love you ending Arsenal's unbeaten run. I loved it, but it's time for you to go, bro. You are not being kept on as an assistant. I'm telling you now, not being kept on.
I think the players are in between, like, sort of waiting for the next manager and, you know, doing what they are right now. I feel like they don't want to carry out the, like, full principles, I guess. Sometimes they look a bit off in the press. They don't go in fully, especially attacking-wise. I felt like the first half, as soon as we got into the box, it was just so slow. Garnacho missed a few overlaps. All right. The thing I saw today, we had overlaps and we were actually trying to use them, but the passes were so bad, we just couldn't. Honestly, Garnacho.
Yeah, do you realize what you're saying? We had overlaps, but the passes were bad. This is not primary school or elementary school football. This is professionals. We should have had overlaps in. Oh my God! Yeah, carry on, bro.
I feel like we did recently, but our wingers never passed to him like Garnacho today. You know, I'm not naming no names, but you don't say that to professional footballers before a match.
Hey, listen, I say no names in it, but certain man posted a comp. I can't lie, certain man posted a comp.
Man, tell another man to fix your touch, you know? It's crazy.
About like, listen, yeah, I'm all in favour. If you go to a game, you have every right to boo. You have every right to criticise online. It is fair game. But saying to a professional footballer to work on your touch, and saying you can't handle the criticism, I think for me, that's crazy, bro. That is crazy. Because you're in that vicinity, just give him support in it. Like, he's not going to listen to you. He's going to listen to his coaches. What difference does that make, you saying it to him?
But I feel like you've got so experienced professionals next to you. You've got your teammates. Oh, yeah. One thing I noticed was Bruno got angry at him a few times as well. That first half, did you notice it?
Yeah.
There was one time he passed to him and he sort of got quite angry. I feel like they're sort of telling him as well, but
maybe there's something behind the scenes that we don't know. But I don't want to put rumors.
Maybe, but there is a culture like in the dressing room that I feel like all the players, not all the players, sorry, like some players just want to up their stats. Like, obviously, I've said this before, but you know, I feel like Amorim needs to come in. He needs to settle down. Like, if you don't like playing, as an inside forward, and you have to, if you're like playing as a wing back, then you're not going to play. Right? Because at United, we've not had that, you know. Like, I remember Ten Hag came in first season, we all thought, oh, he's going to drop David De Gea, he's going to want to, you know, start off straight away, he's going to keep Dean Henderson. If he's not, he's just going to get a goalkeeper. But he didn't do any of that. He just kept De Gea, a few of the selections, like, sort of, you know, get through the season with just results. Like, I feel like if Amarin comes in, I want him to play 3-4-3. I want him to play this, you know, not exact same system, but keep the same principles, try to be dominant. And if it doesn't work, then we can just filter out the players that we don't need. That don't work, you know.
Yeah, 100%. I think when he talked about not being able to play the same way, I think he was more talking about tactics and not like formation. I think if he doesn't come in and play 3-4-3 right away, like, I'll be shocked. Like, yeah. I think like he's got to, like, we didn't hire him to come and like do something else. Like, we hired him to be him. And that's like the main part of who he is as a coach. So I definitely think that he'll do that, and we'll just have to see who's cut out for it and who's not.
Someone who's cut out for it in Sporting is obviously, how do you say his name? Gyökeres. I'm not saying that.
I'm not sure. Gyökeres. But yeah, he's on fire right now. He's having
big Swedish guy.
Yeah.
Hoyland today. What did you think?
Yeah, it was poor today. I mean, it's just really hard. I mean, there's like two sections of it. There's like when he does get the ball, he's getting the ball in like subpar situations to like what he's actually good at. But his hold up play and like his touches today were bad. And he's still very like, that's like the worst part of his game. But like, we don't ever get to see like the best part of his game, like, ever. Like, we never see him in channels. We never see him. The one opportunity he got today at the very end, Rashford delayed the pass a little bit too long. But he's never in those situations, like, ever. And like, I tweeted something like, he makes so many, just like, he puts his head down. Like, when we're in those transition opportunities, or even when in the box, he just puts his head down and gets to that front post every time, or he makes a run every time, but everyone's always like cutting it back or playing, like, no one is looking for him in the penalty area. Like, he's had four shots the whole season in the Prem. The entire season.
That's the bad thing about having inverted wingers, doing it. Like, their first thought is goal and pass. And like Hassan said, we have no overlaps because, you know, our team is back in 1855, because I don't know what team can have overlaps, bro. I swear to you. Honest to God. Literally, like,
it's just changed when they wing backs, because it's wing backs.
Yeah, and if you think about it, we only have right footers on the left hand side, and even our fullbacks. So even when they won't naturally go down the line to cut it back towards him, like, you get me? Plus, like, on the right hand side as well, Dalot, bro, the guy's crossing it. I can't lie, it's horrible. His crossing is so bad, bro. I can't lie to you. His crossing is so bad. And Ahmad always cuts back in onto his left foot. So it's hard for us, a striker, when you're making that foot, like, that near post run with full power, and you don't get the ball, you get ignored. So it's, I feel for him because of that. There's no chance creation in this team. Not a single bit of chance creation in this team. But with Big Ruben coming in, and the way he used Big Swedish Man, was very effective, and I could see Hoyland exploding underneath him. But this Joshua Zirkzee guy. Have you ever seen a striker go 1v1 and then get tackled from behind, like, 5 yards away?
He's done it a few times. Like,
no, I've only seen it once in my life. Who was it? Was it Charlie Austin? No, it wasn't Charlie Austin.
Probably Verbatim.
It was an old Prem striker. No, Glenn Murray. It was literally Glenn Murray at Brighton. Through 1v1, he saw three players behind him. He literally turned right around and played it back because he knew he had no chance. Joshua Zirkzee, I swear, bro. He's six. Come on, man. He's 6'4". Surely you can run, bro. Dog, come on, man. This nonchalant gimmick, I love it. Don't get me wrong. It probably works for you in the club. Probably works for you outside the pitch. But on the pitch, bro, come on, man. You can't be able to run in a straight line, bro.
Yeah.
Well, speed would beat him in a race.
He's definitely speed. I mean, speed's fast though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly, bro. Yeah, she's fair.
He's actually like a great. He's actually like a really good athlete. But I know what you're saying. It's definitely concerning his lack of. He just plays. He's 6'4", but he just plays like he's like so much smaller than that. Obviously, we want to give him time, and then new manager as well. So we'll see. But he hasn't exactly, you know, set the world on fire throughout his first.
Do you guys see that natural striking instinct, that natural hunger in him to score goals?
I mean, no, but that, I mean, to be fair, he said that he's not like an out and out striker. Like he said himself, he's a 9.5. Like he's not that.
Well,
if you're looking for like that striker instinct, like he's definitely not the guy.
The thing is,
how are his pronouns now? 9.5. Your pronouns should be 9 as a striker. That is it, bro. Why am I here 0.5?
We're in the modern day. This is woke football. You have to adapt to it. You don't adapt to it, you get left behind.
Enough of this woke nonsense.
I feel like if Amorim comes in, you could use Xerxes as a left sided forward.
10, yeah, like in behind.
Yeah, striker. You could use like, and I feel like when you say centre forward, obviously Hoyland, but don't you think Rashford could be used there as well? Like he's okay at dropping deep, thinking player, playing in behind.
You mean as the inside forward or as the out?
Centre forward, sorry.
I just don't want to see Rashford there, to be honest. Like, yeah. I'm just like over it. Like, just get him. Bro. Just play him on the left, bro. Just play him on the left. Like, he shouldn't be playing anywhere else. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm done with, like, oh, he could be moved here. He could be, like, just play him on the left. Like, it's not the hard.
Why are we accommodating our best, well, our most goal scoring winger for Garnacho? Garnacho can be a good player, maybe even a great player for this club, right? But this guy is not Vinny Jr. He's not Yamal. He's not even like Rodrigo. He's not like a talent, which is like a superstar talent, which you're thinking, okay, this is the future of the club. He's literally just a good young player. Why are we accommodating so much for him? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. If we don't see Ahmad, let's segue into Ahmad now because...
Beautiful.
I mean,
I pray for times like this, man.
He gets his first start since October 3rd. I mean, if you want to prove a point, there's not many ways you can do it better than he did. You know, there's some times where it's like, okay, he comes in against, you know, a subpar team and he scores. If there was two like just normal goals that we just like created because of a subpar opposition, then fair. But these were two like moments of just pure like talent, like that header first off, that's just pure like instinct, and then the second goal he just makes all by himself, first with his tenacity to win the ball back, his strength to hold the back the fullback off, and then the strike is just pure.
The second brilliant. Goal reminded me of Mo Salah a bit. That's like something yeah. Mo Salah would do. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Mo Salah, watch your chain.
I thought he could just like have glue on his feet and the ball would just stick to his feet, like he wouldn't knock it forward. And I saw a bit of selfishness in his game as well, which was good as well, because usually I feel like he passes too much, and this time he's actually taking like having shots.
Bro, Ahmad is literally Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill coming to life. Honest to God, the guy is literally just like, he used to pray for times like this to ball like this. He's amazing, bro. The ball sticks to his feet. Why was he sent to purgatory? I will never know why he was sent out to the wilderness.
That's one of Ten Hag's biggest mistakes, not playing him more. Even last season, like, played him in that Liverpool. You didn't play him, he brought him on. Not Liverpool.
Bro, like, the guy's like, okay, I'll be honest with you, with me at the beginning of the season, even with him, I didn't see that much, that tenacity, that, like, I think which Garnacho has in abundance, I can't lie, that tenacity to carry on going forward, driving at your man. Just the overall intensity in how he plays. I didn't really see it, so it kind of was a bit like, technically he's great, but does he have that? But then today, the way he won the ball...
Proved a point.
It was deflected, but you know, the way he won the ball, drove, shot, first goal, that header back, Messi-esque, new Messi. That's what I'm hearing. What? You said that. But like, you get me, like, this kid's unreal. And the fact that we've wasted the last 4 years of his career is diabolical. Do you remember under Oli, he played against AC Milan, scored a header, and we never saw him ever again?
Yeah, he scored the header.
We literally never saw him ever again after that. It's like, I don't know what it is. Maybe because he's short, and he ain't that quick. I can't. He's not quick at all. He ain't that quick. They were like, the creativity doesn't really, you know, outweigh the fact that he's not that quick. But regardless, the boys, he's not even a boy, he's a man now. He's amazing. He's a genius. Should be a starting right winger for the rest of the season. The RAM role is yours, Amad Diallo. You deserve
would
it.
Would you drop Bruno then?
Would you
drop Bruno can play behind, maybe.
You know, I tweeted this, but I got cooked. I don't know why. I said I'd play Manu, Bruno, Rashford, Hoyland, and Ahmad. And then start cooking me. Oh. But you've got three centre backs as your protection.
Yeah, I mean, if you're playing, if you have like Euro,
Martinez
and De Ligt.
And then Mazraoui and Dalot. Sure.
I mean, if we're playing, I don't know about like if we're playing a top 16 or like someone with a lot of, if we're playing like Wolves with like Cunha and like all those ball carriers, then it could get sketchy. But like, definitely against teams that we know we're going to go in and dominate possession, like, I'd be fine with that. Like, we just be have to control the game.
But you got it, though. 42 million.
I feel like he was okay.
He looks worse playing those two together. Like, it just makes both of them look worse. Like,
they're just like the same player.
Yeah, it's so shit.
You know, Casemiro, he's been good since Ten Hag's gone. Like, is he sort of just upping his, you know, pulling his socks up?
He's been fine. He still does a bunch of dumb stuff.
That's his nature. But he's not as bad as he was under Ten Hag.
Yeah, I guess.
Because instead of having this much space to cover, he has this much space to cover.
Do you want to talk about Mr. Consistent, Johnny Evans and Mazraoui?
Listen, Johnny Evans, yeah.
He's great.
Well, you came here to get your coaching badges to retire. They threw you in the deep end. They said you had no legs. Bro, you proved the haters wrong. I don't know how. How old is he? 37, 38?
Let me look it up.
He's one of them ages. He's a pensioner. This guy should be doing his badges, bro. This guy should be BT Studio alongside Michael Owen and
Paul. 36.
He played a full 90 today.
Bro, he hasn't had one stinker since he's come back into the game.
Yeah,
into the squad.
The Arsenal. The Arsenal. I lost my head.
But to be fair, he was a sub. He wasn't expecting to come on, and that was an intense game.
Yeah, but not even that today. Yeah, against PAOK. Remove the O, it's a bit dodgy. But that man, yeah. But they had that only chance. He was like 5 yards behind.
That was a weird one because he like the guy meant to trap it and then he like didn't and it just like rolled by him to the next guy. He was far off.
He was keeping everyone on, bro. Bro, that is an NFL. Yeah. That's a 10-yard penalty, bro. Like, what are we doing? How far behind the defensive line are you, bro? Like, what do you do?
You know, it's the goal with Mazraoui. Like, I feel like
that's crazy. We need to get like some backups though, because these guys are playing literally every
game.
Dalot and Mazraoui are playing every game. Like,
Dalot's legs are like pot noodles.
Bro, the fact that, and he used to get injured a lot, to be honest. The fact that he's been this like consistent, obviously knock on wood, for so long. He started like 67 games in a row or something insane. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, we need, listen, Shaw's not coming back. Like, I don't think he's coming back this season, I'll be honest.
Maybe at the end of the year.
Is he not back for Ipswich?
No, that's what they said. But
he's back for Ipswich. Yet.
Luke Shaw back for Ipswich. I think you're talking about Euro. He had another setback, bro. The guy's cooked. He's over.
Wait, what? Nah, don't do this to me.
He had a setback, bro. They tweeted it.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you taking... Yeah, I can't even hate on a man yet for being so injured after he's lucky to even have his leg after that injury. He's probably
playing Black Ops 6.
What'd you say?
Blame him. Apparently he's cold.
Probably playing
Apparently
Black Ops 6. Cold. It's okay.
But yeah, Malacia is back in full training.
Ooh, he'd be a good left wing back in the armory.
Malacia will be back before Shaw. Yoro will be back before Shaw.
I feel like Mason it won't be back. The same. It won't be the same Malacia, unless it is. But, you know, he was like so
no
quick.
Way. Yeah, no way. After having two surgeries. But like, he'll be better than... He's just a good to have another body that can play there. Hopefully Amas can come in and like do something.
Throw him in, bro. He's 17. That's old enough to buy a Red Bull. Get him in. He's all right, bro. I'm telling you now.
Leicester A team this time, not B team. It's all going to win.
Who knows, man? I don't know. We didn't really look good.
If he plays Rashford on the right,
We don't create anything. So it's like hard for me to say that.
It's just so slow in attack. Like, it's like you want to play with some intensity because you know they're going to obviously get deep in a deep block, but they just take so long on the ball.
Yeah. To make decisions, and they're always like, it's always like the wrong decision, I swear. It's just like slow bad passes. It's just like the worst combination.
At least Onana's not cooked as in Europe this year.
True. He's been great all season.
Oh, watching United, isn't it? It's like watching, let's make it political, because that's the theme of the week. It's like watching the Democrats, bro. Horrible. We all know how it's going to end. We all have some hope that it could turn out good. Just little goal here, little Iowa there, little Georgia there. Nope, nothing. Whitewashed. A whole midfield gets overrun. Massive gaps. And we're all thinking, whose fault is it? Your fault for keeping that bold guy in our club for so long. And the keeping that... Listen, yeah, do you think Vanessa is going to stay? I don't think he's going to stay, man.
No.
Probably not.
Unless he's just a striking coach. Because... The reports are kind of conflicting. Some of them are saying he disagreed with Ten Hag almost about everything. Other reports are saying like that our possession stuff is all him. And if that's all him, brother.
I feel like if Ten Hag brung him, then he would leave with Ten Hag. Like, you know, it'd be like just a proper thing to do. If like he brings him, he gets sacked.
Yeah.
He probably just leave him.
Isn't Emery bringing like 8 coaches?
He said 5.
I mean, even 5, like you're cooked.
Yeah, like assistant, his sports conditioning coach, some sports science coach, and some other coach, goalkeeper coach.
Conditioning coach.
Yeah. We need that conditioning coach. I don't know.
I need a new doctor or something.
We just look so cooked. Like.
He's bringing in a GP. He knows there's a crisis in his country, the healthcare crisis. This is what my manager does, bro. This is what my gaffer does. You get me? But your gaffers are touching balls on the sideline, Arteta. My gaffer's helping the healthcare crisis in this country. We're not the same, man. We are not the same. I'm telling you now, this guy literally reminds me of like 05 Jose, bro. Calling it, bro.
05 Jose?
04 Jose, maybe.
Brailsford needs to sort of give us some, you know, his, what he's injected the cyclists with.
Yeah, for real.
You mean the same stuff they injected Pogba with? You mean that's for that stuff?
You know, cover it up a bit.
need to get some trend in these guys.
Well, listen, physically, get some creatine in them, bro. Well, they're cooked because they play like 60 games in a row, running like marathons every game. You get me?
I swear to God, if I see a Mason Mount, knock.
After today's
just
game,
wait till tomorrow,
bro. Last time he got hit in the head, remember? He played like 2 minutes. He got hit in the head, then he had got another knock. That's crazy.
How does that knock you out, bro? I swear to God, man, this guy's so dodgy, bro. Honestly,
at least we have a good international break for Amorim too.
Listen,
yeah, that is big.
How is the gaffer not calling up Lee Carsley? Yeah, how are you not picking up? How are you not calling Rashford?
He's gone soon. It's fine.
Yeah,
you know what would be as well? He picked Taylor Hardwood Bellis. I like him. Both the, you know how much goals Southampton have conceded this season?
Who?
He's the centre back for Southampton. For Southampton. Thomas Tuchel, come on, bring it, bring the World Cup home, baby. Bring the World Cup home. But nah, man, I'm excited. I think this the wing backs. I'm hearing rumors of Anthony playing on the wing back position. Everyone's saying, "Garnacho, get ready to learn wing back." I don't think that's gonna happen, boys. I can't.
Garnacho wing back is stinky.
Garnacho will be far away from goal. Will be deep. You know, there are two things I he struggles with.
I can see Anthony maybe. You don't see it maybe like later testing out like just later test run.
I mean, I would try him out more in like that inside forward position before I tried him at wing back. To be honest, he's like decent sometimes in like the interior positions.
Yeah.
I remember like Galatasaray away last season. He was amazing. He was
Forest away in the first season. We got those two assists.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, with Rashford, you can't like talk about him being good because every time he plays good, he gets subbed off at 60 minutes or he gets moved to the right wing and they just like he can't get into a certain floor. It's just
really annoying.
He's goal and assist against Porto away, subbed off at half time.
That's crazy to me still. Like,
Cooks, he literally is cooking Chelsea, yeah. Moving to the right hand side to accommodate Garnacho.
After 20 minutes.
It was the one where he got benched before Crystal Palace after he scored two against. That's still crazy too. It just doesn't make sense.
Like, you know, if the club ultimately want to phase him out to like to get rid of him or whatever for whatever reason, like, okay. But do it when he's playing bad. Don't do it when he's playing good. When he's finally in form. Like, it just, like, bro, the time to do that was last season, not now. He's actually playing good. Every time he steps on the pitch, he's playing good. He's playing all right. I'm telling you now.
Even his cameo today, I thought he looked quite good.
He should have scored, though.
Yeah, probably.
It was a difficult one.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like, you know, like, I love Bruno, yeah, and he got an assist again today, but I can't, like, we got to have a talk about him because the way he acts is so erratic, right? I'm not sure what he's seeing. It's not even one of them ones where he sees a picture before it forms. It's a blank white paper and there's nothing on it. He sees a vision. I don't know why he's seeing
writing,
it, bro.
He's writing his own verse.
Honestly, he's holding the pen like this and he's writing like this. Like he's drawing like this. Bro, like... What, like when he passed to Rashford and Rashford was like 4 yards offside, running back. And he played...
Yeah, season. Bro. That one was so annoying, bro. Yeah. It's like it wasn't even close to being... like.
It's like if you wait 2 seconds, right, he'd be back in position. Why are you playing it straight away?
That one was so annoying. Yeah, it's just... I don't think it's going to get any better.
Is Menu
No, not for another few weeks.
Sunday? I said it maybe on Sunday, but I wouldn't even risk it. Just like let him get two more weeks off. And...
Boys, what we say, who is starting in those two positions behind the striker? Because you have plenty of options for those two positions.
Menu and, you know, and Amrim.
Yeah.
Mainly,
the forwards or the midfielders?
Forwards.
Oh, I think you'd start Rashford and Bruno. I'd feel like Ahmad would play, but he'd play like
Bruno on the right.
Yeah. And then you'd start Mainu and Casemiro or Gata. Oh,
I'm not mad at that.
That's
the best that we have right now. But
yeah, do something different.
I don't think he'd be afraid to bench Bruno, I think.
Nah, he's Portuguese.
What does that mean? He's a lion. Nah, but Bruno left a month before.
Yeah, but he always talks good about him, like, you know. Like, he's always bigged him up in press conferences and this and that.
He has the armband, so it's always harder.
I feel like Bruno may actually press properly and not run like a headless chicken.
When you watch Trincao in that role, you know, on the right the other day, like his dribbling and his like short passing, I feel like could get out with Ahmad. If you play Ahmad there, you'd get similar.
For sure.
And I feel like there's gonna be a lot of fan clamour for Ahmad to start.
Rightly so.
But you can't have Ahmad, Bruno, and Hoyland. I'm sorry, that you just there's not enough penetration for that for me, especially without
wing backs.
Yo. There's no pause. I said. I'm standing on business, bro. I don't care. Pause me, fam. There's not enough.
Regardless, it's gonna take some trial and error though. Like, he's gonna need to work out the kinks. It's gonna take some time.
If he comes and he just plays like a 4-3-1-2.
Yeah.
imagine he plays like a 3-5-2, bro. Just like completely changes.
You know, he's probably got his own ideas. Like, I wonder what Ineos is going to do. Like, what are you gonna do with this team, or what are you gonna do with the teams going forward? It must stop.
They just want him to coach. I want them to handle everything else.
So far, I haven't handled everything else properly.
Leicester predictions.
2-1. Us, I guess. I think it'll be sketchy. I could easily see it being like, we could easily lose. Vardy.
They had the B team
Nvidi.
On it.
What's that guy's name? Nvidi or some shit?
Mavididi.
Not Ndidi, the other guy. Or he plays for Everton. Oh, that dude plays for Everton. Never mind.
Mavididi.
Yeah.
No, Mavididi plays for Leicester.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, the winger.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said Mavididi.
Oh, I thought you said Ndidi.
No, Mavididi.
But they do have Ndidi.
And Ndidi plays for Leicester as well.
Yeah. I'm talking about Mavididi though.
Okay.
The winger, yeah, he plays for Leicester.
Yeah, he's kind of cold. I like Buonanotte as well. I think he's tidy.
Harry Winks in midfield.
Oliver Skip.
If Harry Winks and Oliver Skip outperform our
it's not that crazy of a thing. I could easily see it happening. Yeah, I'm almost positive that they will.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. No. Johnny Evans. Bro, Jamie Vardy and Johnny Evans in 2024 in the Premier League, fam. Who would have saw it? Who would have thunk it?
It's the opposite of walk nonsense.
Bro, they're literally looking at each other like, bro, what are you doing here? Like, who would have thunk it? You get me? Brick Premier League.
Is he injured or is he fit?
I have no idea. Even if he's injured, he'll probably score somehow.
And take the piss again.
Could see us like giving away a pen or something stupid.
It's just the last game.
What time's the kick? Is it early kick? Why do I feel like it's going to be like sun out? I feel like we always play Leicester and the sun's out. 9 a.m. here, which means it's
2-1.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Well
done. You know what the worst thing about this season is?
What?
There's only one team which is going to win the league.
Liverpool.
Liverpool are literally going to win the league as well.
It's so early, man.
Bro,
City signed Zubimendi in January. Everything changes.
Yeah, but there's honest lot of penitentiary, bro. He's a bold guy. He's got charisma. I've never seen it before in my life.
Bro, you know, I just don't like...
They've got players.
They just have like 4 world-class players. Like,
but have you seen...
It's kind of, you know, like Steve Kerr when he coached the Warriors. Yeah. Like, okay, you got KD... You got Katie, Steph, and Clay, and Draymond. Like, how much coaching do you really need to do? You know, like he's done. Arne Slot's come in and done a really good job. Like, I think like morale wise, like just getting them playing again, and like obviously taking over for a manager as legendary as Klopp is going to be a tough task. But like, when you got Mo Salah playing at this level, how much coaching are you really doing? You know?
But it's not just him though. He's got Gakpo firing. He's got Ryan Gravenberch looking like a 2018-17.
He's made them patient in possession. That's the only thing. Like, I feel like he's a big thing that he's done.
Yeah, no, he's definitely done a good job. Don't get me wrong, but like,
come in, charismatic, managed to do it. Can speak English. I didn't know it was possible.
But they've got the players.
Just insane squad. Like,
I feel like they do get away squad with it a lot as well. Like, you see gaps in the midfield, but obviously they've got big players.
But you know, when you have physical monsters, you can have gaps in midfield.
Yeah, but they've got
physical monsters come back and they look.
I mean, Konate VVD like mopping everything up is like insane. Like, Those two guys together are crazy.
And who do we have? We have Casemiro, who's one step look away from looking like my auntie. We have Ugarte, who's the same height as Hassan. And we have... The Hassan, bro, when I linked you, I was not ready for you to be that.
This guy's violating. Call it.
That's a violation, I can't lie.
Yeah, bro. Nah, CK, when you come to England, you feel something like that for yourself, bro. But nah, listen, all I'm saying is that all I'm saying is that, listen, when Amarin comes in at Pep, you better watch out, because he's already 4-1, bro. Tyler, I don't know how you say his name, Simpson Pussy, whatever, yeah, you got violated. You know how you say his name, bro. Nico Lewis, violated. Haaland, you bottled it when the big Swedish striker was there, bro. Now watch when the big Danish striker comes for you. You're not going to be ready, son. Amarin has this, bro. I have faith in him.
I'm going to call it a night.
Amarin will.
Talk soon. Okay, yeah, we'll be back on Sunday after the Leicester game, the final game of the Ten Hag era. We finally put it to bed. Thank God. All right, y'all. Peace.
More YouTube comment content coming soon, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell them to subscribe as well.
Subscribe. Of course, subscribe for sure. Like, subscribe, all that stuff. Peace. Love.